This is the end of the series on evolution. The information I was taking from goes on and on and on, but I just wanted to get back to that. Been a while since we've done it, and important stuff. It's complicated enough that we don't hear it and memorize it and say, now I know it forever. So we just remind ourselves of it from time to time. But this one, I really love this lesson. Metamorphosis. You recognize what that means, right? And that complete transformation that insects do. But now think about it from the aspect of evolution. Most insects, 87% of them, undergo complete metamorphosis. It begins when a larva, it's the worm form, such as a caterpillar, builds a cocoon around itself. Then its body inside disintegrates into a thick pulp-like liquid. Days, weeks, or months later, the adult insect emerges, one that is dramatically different, as shown in the chart below, which we'll see. Amazingly capable, often beautiful, such as a butterfly, food, habitat, behavior of the larva also differ drastically from those of the adult. So let's look side by side here. The larva versus the adult insect. Larva has a chewing mouth. The adult insect has a sucking tube. Completely different mouth type. A few simple eyes on the larva, two compound eyes, often with thousands of lenses, capable of seeing all colors and ultraviolet light in almost all directions. Our eyes can't see the ultraviolet light. We go to stop before ultraviolet and stop before infrared. So those are outside of our abilities. No true legs in the larva, they're just worm-like, and six segmented legs on the adult insect. The larva can't reproduce, the adult insect can. The larva is a crawler, and the adult is a capable flyer. And so, what a dramatic change. Well, the question is, how in the world did that thing evolve? Evolution claims that mutations slightly alter an organism's genetic material. Not big, you might not even notice it, but it just changes it slightly. And if that accidental change benefits the creature in some way, then that lives on, and the ones that they reproduce, keep that genetic difference. So, on rare occasions, the alterations are beneficial, enabling those offspring to reproduce more of themselves and the improved genetic material. Supposedly, after many generations, dramatic changes, even new organs, accumulate. Now, suppose that this is true. Each organism must be able to reproduce and must be superior than the old one. In some sense, reproduce and more superior to its ancestors. So it begs the question, how could metamorphosis evolve in many stages? The thing that evolved was a larva that now destroys itself and turns into a butterfly? Michael Pittman says, certainly it, metamorphosis, demonstrates the absurdity of invoking natural selection by successive mutation to explain such an obviously yet subtly programmed process. Why, on that basis, should the ancestral insect have survived the mutations that projected it into the chrysalid stage, where it's in a cocoon. from which it could not yet develop into an adult. Did it first just end its life in the chrysalis? But it can't reproduce. So that was the end. If that mutation came up so far that it just wrapped itself in a cocoon and destroyed itself. See, it doesn't make any sense. Where was natural selection then? How could pre-programmed metamorphosis in insect, amphibian, or crustacean have ever evolved by chance? Indeed, how could development have evolved piecemeal? The ball is in the evolutionist court, tangled in a net of inexplicability. You're unable to explain. So, let's look at that larva. What mutations could improve a larva? Be a better larva. Certainly none that destroyed its nerves, muscles, eyes, brain, and most other organs, as occurs within a cocoon. Anything that would destroy its abilities would not be advantageous. So even if a larva improved, it later ends up as mush inside that cocoon. From an evolutionary standpoint, liquefying complex organs is a giant step backwards. Oh, look, much improved. Now it's mush. As Michael Pittman Riley noted, maggots will more or less dissolve themselves when developing into a fly. Was the process pre-programmed from the first production run, or was the ancestral fly a dissolved maggot? Which came first, the maggot or the fly? The millions of changes inside the thick liquid never produce something survivable or advantageous in the outside world until the adult completely forms. So how did the genetic material for both larva and adult develop? Which came first, larva or adult? If it's a larva, how do you extrapolate the adult? If it was the adult, how did it evolve to begin as a larva? What mutations could transform a crawling larva into a flying monarch butterfly that can accurately navigate 3,000 miles using antenna and a tiny brain? That's pretty advanced for a butterfly. Indeed, why should a larva evolve in the first place? Because it can't reproduce. An evolutionist might claim that larva once reproduced, but then lost that capability. Well, if so, why is there no sign of any remnant reproductive equipment in any of the hundreds of thousands of larva types? There's no vestigial organs of what it used to be. So Charles Darwin, we want to remember, he wrote, if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down. Well, Darwin, let's look at the butterflies. Based on metamorphosis alone, evolution breaks down. Obviously, the vast amount of information that directs every stage of a larva and an adult's development, including metamorphosis, that direction must reside in its genetic material at the beginning. It's part of the DNA. This fits only creation. Metamorphosis. Many animals experience an amazing transformation that refutes evolution. One example is the monarch butterfly. As a 2-week-old caterpillar, there on your left, it builds a chrysalis around itself, and that's a pretty nice-looking chrysalis there, very smooth, so on. Then its complex organs disintegrate, turns into a liquid. From an evolution perspective, this should cause the insect's extinction 1,000 times over. But 2 weeks later, a beautiful butterfly emerges with different and even more remarkable capabilities, as we see there on the right, coming out of that chrysalis. Some people might believe that a complex machine, such as an automobile, evolved by natural processes. But if they saw that machine disintegrate and quickly reemerge as an airplane, only the most naive and unscientific would still believe that it happened naturally, that natural processes could produce such marvelous designs. So the change is even greater than that, automobile to airplane. So there we go. Evolutionists, this is the way, look at the butterfly. Explain that for me.